roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called STAB.
Well, welcome back to week four. Look at you, coming back for 4 weeks in a row to STAB Awareness Month, where we're sharing with you our top five best of categories. This is our best of category of reorganization here for STAB Awareness Month. This episode is jam-packed with tons of comedians. We got Tyler Kinney, Jordan Gannon, Bill Wallace, Josh Kincaid, Corrine Lemke, Alfonso Portella, Stephen Ferris, Nick Pettigrew, Ben Rice, Jacqueline Wyan, and of course Jesse Jones. I don't think I mentioned him on the last episode, so go back and listen to the last episode and remember him. We are leading up to our 100th show. We don't have a date for it yet. We don't know where it's going to be, but keep a lookout on all of our social media outlets for where and when our 100th show is going to be. I believe this is episode 93, so we're almost there. All right, let's get into this with Tyler Kinney and his reorganization with Bay, B-A-E, Bay, but you'll hear that in the next prompt too. So, all right. Tyler Kinney.
BAE stands for Barely Acknowledged Existence.
Okay.
And that's a shorthand that high school guidance counselors use when making fun of loners and weirdos with their girlfriends over white wine. Example one. Her mom tried to tell me she was just taking the divorce hard and struggling to make friends at this new school. So I suggested some extracurricular...
Curricular?
So I suggested some extracurricular activities like washing her hair and not cutting herself.
Oh, wow.
That might help her fit in. Am I right? That girl's a textbook bae. Example number two. This dad comes in saying his kid just needs a little help with math and science and he could get to college. And I was all, nuh-uh. That kid is simple. Get him some overalls and keep him away from the rabbits. If he keeps his head down and doesn't commit a sex crime, he'll be lucky to graduate. Your kid's a bae, sir. And it's better to keep it that way. And that one kid that got caught putting jizz in the bottles of hand sanitizer, he told me he'd been doing it for months. I mean, all through flu season. Just about everybody in that school had probably handled this little perv's cum. I asked him why he did it, and all he said was, "Now I have the power." Whatever the fuck that means. But I let it slide. I just told the principal it was a misunderstanding because his dad agreed to donate his pool table to the teacher's lounge. Sometimes it's best to keep these kids moving. The bays.
Very good, Tyler Kinney. Bay. Jordan Gannon, you were given MSNBC.
MSNBC. Misogyny sucks. Now beat it, champs. Is a public school initiative for grades 4 through 6 to teach young champs, boys and girls, because we don't discriminate, that misogyny sucks. Yes, realizing we've got to get to them early, we've created this after-school extracurricular program that gathers kids around the mantra that hating on women just plain sucks. And if you ever have such urges, just beat it. There are a variety of tools and toys to help these developing young men and women to explore their desires while learning to beat misogyny into cold, fearful submission. Should I go on? Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
MSNBC is a partnership with the formerly independent after-school program called CHAMPS. CHAMPS stands for Circumcision Hinders a Man's Personal Sex Life. And is an initiative for grades 6 through 8 to teach young champs that masturbation, not to mention sexual intercourse, is easier and more fun with a foreskin. CHAMPS allows people of all types to join and rediscover the pleasures of the foreskin in a safe, comfortable environment. If you don't have a foreskin, that's okay. CHAMPS provides psychological therapy for those still enduring the stunting trauma of having been mutilated shortly after birth. The first step is admitting that you are mutilated and the damage is more than skin deep. Once you've gone through the healing program of learning to love yourself again, you can proceed to the advanced course offered in collaboration with the Skin Program to teach stretching techniques for extending that miserable shaft covering what you have to mimic the role of a foreskin. In this after-school program, Skin, which stands for... Skin stands for... Oh, geez. You'll learn to reclaim, your true your health right, your birthright, and a healthy long and dangly your birthright of a healthy long and dangly foreskin. In an intense exercise regimen, but in collaboration with Champs and MBC, you'll learn that anything is possible, from learning to love yourself again and stamping out misogyny through masturbation, and to extending your foreskin.
Good and gentlemen.
Stab needs $20 until Thursday. Stab's good for it.
Jesse Jones. Oh, look at that. I switched it up.
Hey.
Coming the acronym around. You were given was SWAC.
SWAC.
SWAK.
Yes.
What does it mean?
SWAC is Single White Aryan Knitters. The new SWAC is a social group for like-minded members of the master race to get together and celebrate their superiority. At knitting, that is. Every Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., our members get together to enjoy each other's company, share our favorite purling techniques, and celebrate the preservation of our genetic purity. Remember, this month's theme is Yes We Clan. We encourage you to bring your favorite Ku Klux knitting projects. From cable knit white power nap blankets to white power nap blankets. White power nap. To handmade bottle and can swastikoozies. You can also donate some time to our Knit Caps for Skinheads program to help keep our race warriors warm and toasty under those drafty old hoods. And don't forget, we'll be joining our sister group, the Flaming Cross Stitchers, to put the finishing touches on our 30-foot-long AIDS quilt next Wednesday. Then Thursday, join us outside the downtown Lancaster LGBT Community Center for our 9th annual Lighting of the AIDS Quilt.
All right. Today's acronym is LMNOP.
I made it. I made it stand for listen, motherfucker. No old parrots. Okay. And this one has a bit of a story behind it. I once went into a pet store to buy food for my girlfriend at the time's chinchilla. After I spent about an hour walking around a smelly pet store alone and too ashamed to ask for assistance in finding food for this glorified rat of celebrity coats, I found what I was looking for and made a beeline for the register. However, before I got there, I was stopped in my tracks by a middle-aged man in a shirt much too small for his body, yelling at a pimple-faced teen behind a counter labeled customer service. The man was sweating and grunting and clearly upset, and at this point I absolutely had to figure out why. I walked down the aisle in their direction, making sure not to make eye contact with either of them. The exchange I heard between these two was one of pure poetry. It went like this. What do you mean you won't take him? I can't take care of him anymore. No old parrots. He's not that old. He's only 45. They live to be... I know how old they live to be, sir. No old parrots.
Parrots.
Parrots, not parents.
Okay.
Not mom and dad. Birds.
Okay.
I can't bring it home. My wife hates it. What do I got to do, man? Listen, motherfucker, no old parents. To LMNOP. Thanks.
Very good.
Josh Kincaid, ODB. What does it mean to you? Please tell me.
All right. Well, ODB is, of course, Old Dirty Bagel. Born Chaim Rabinovich, the Old Dirty Bagel was one of the original members of the Jutang clan. Founded in Long Island in 1992 by the Method Mensch. There's more. Oy Vey Kwan. The Brissa. The Goiza. Inspector Drek. Mitzvah Killa. Yuhagada. And the Ghost Face Challah. The Jutang had some of the biggest klezmer hits in suburban New York in the 1990s. Their debut album, Enter the Jutang, 36 Seders, included such classics as Protect Ya Tush, The Meshuggery of Kvetch Boxin', Jutang Gang Ain't Nothing to Futz With, Bring the Kibbutz, and of course, Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Oh, yeah, juice.
After touring with the Jutang around various temples and Jewish community centers in Long Island, Old Dirty Bagel achieved solo success with his smash hits Shiva Shiva Yeah and Brooklyn Shmoo. Sadly, Old Dirty Bagel died in 1999 after ingesting a lethal combination of Manischewitz and gefilte fish. He had complained of heartburn earlier that day.
Josh Kincaid, great job, ODB. Old Dirty Bagel.
Stab bought the goddamn popsicles.
Korean something. SWF, what does it mean to you?
After the widespread success of the Prison Pet Partnership, the Comisionado General de Mexico has implemented a new program which aims to combat organized crime, the war on drogas, and general concerns for national public security by offering convicted criminals a little bit of creature comfort. This controversial program, SWF, or Snuggling with Federales, is set to go into effect mid-Agosto. Prisoneros will be allowed a 45-minute snuggle session with a court-appointed federale to ensure the safety of both federales y prisoneros. There will be a five-step snuggle process as follows.
One.
Step uno, preparing to snuggle. Hygiene general is mucho importante. All prisoneros and federales will be appropriately bathed and perfumed as necesario. Step dos, lights will be dimmed. Pretty self-explanatory. Nothing's worse than a snaggletooth federale. Step tres, snuggle accessories will be gathered. Pillows, blanquetos, etc. Step 14. Introducing federale and prisonerio. This is a critical moment in the program. Many prisonerios are initially hesitant towards their federale. They should be ensured that the federale will not bite and that no cavity searches will be performed during the snuggle session. Step quinceañera. Snuggling commences. Once the snuggle steps have been completed, snuggling enjoyment will be had by all, and the criminal's desire for drogas, organized crime, and destruction of public security will have vanished. Due to the anticipation of the success of SWF, Snuggling with Federales, couches and blanquetos have been strategically placed outside of all of El Chapo's known hiding places. The Federales have decided that it is probably too hard to find and capture El Chapo, and think it will be easier to convince him to trade his life of smuggling for a life of snuggling.
Very good, SWF Korean Lemke. TWA. We're going to start with Alfonso Portela. What does TWA mean to you?
Well, it's the greatest threat to people of color, and it's growing. And to be honest with all of you, I myself have shown signs of early onset total white assimilation.
Welcome.
And it's just little things like here and there. Like I don't get mad when people call me Al. It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me anymore. I have a friend named Chad. Like it's getting there. And it's small things like on my birthday, I saw my grandma on my birthday, and she said, Feliz cumpleaños. And I said, learn English, grandma! Quit taking our jobs! She started crying. Well, I think she was crying. She has a pretty thick accent. And and then... The next day, I went to brunch.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Stab rolled its charger into a ditch.
We are going to go ahead and start with JoJo Lewis. Your acronym that you have to reimagine is OPP. OPP.
Okie dokie. OPP stands for the Office of Pinkening Pornography. Here we go.
Pinkening pornography?
Pinkening. The okay. Act of making something more pink.
Okay. Thank you.
Wiki it. It's a realish word. All right. So you ever watch an amateur porn and like from the first 30 seconds of what I like to call warm-up time, it's clear that the people you're watching did not set the lighting properly and the cameraman is casting his shadow like right on the action? It's a really common problem. This results in degraded image quality to your spank videos, which is why the Office of Pinkening Pornography was founded with a generous federal grant. Our office's sole job is to modify pornos so that all the squishy parts look pinker and more vibrant than genetics or proper lighting can make possible. That's right. If you're tired of Photoshop-only fucking with advertisements aimed at little girls, now you can enjoy Photoshopped images designed to mess with images of the female body for supreme gentlemen such as myself. Close-up shots of a woman's virtue will no longer cause you to gag uncontrollably because she didn't use foundation, which is so disgusting. And say goodbye to ashy off-color penises, ruining your immersion in a tender moment between a woman, a man, and 49 of his friends. The Office of Pinkening Pornography, keeping you from throwing up while you masturbate for nearly 35 years.
Wow.
I'm so good at this.
JoJo Lewis, OPP.
PG-13, what does it mean to you, Jesse Jones?
Funny voice, 3A. PG-13 represents the infallible, kick-ass Bishop of Modesto and leader of the awesome Church of Fucking and Beer, Pope Gary the 13th. Pope Gary tells some bitches how it is and don't pull no punches for nobody. You want to know what Pope Gary thinks about some shit? Well, hell, you probably already been told it. But you couldn't keep your damn yapper shut long enough to hear his truth bombs. Bring Pope Gary 13 your offerings of buckets of natty ice and cans of skull, and he'll read you a little something from the Gospel of Pounding Muff. Just so it's clear, Pope Gary ain't actually the 13th Pope Gary. He just thought that shit sounded cool. He was going to go with Pope Gary 69 on account of how much Pope Gary loves pussy. Wanted the world to know about it, but he figured he let his actions speak louder than his words.
I mean, you see a rugged sumbitch like Gary with Tasmanian devil tattoos, novelty t-shirts with witty shit on them like, sorry it smells like pussy around here, I just burped. And Hustler branded beer koozies. I know, you know for sure that this man's either just come from or is about to be on his way to tastier snatching you'll ever see in all your sad fucking life. So he finally settled on 13 because it's the most badass number there is after the Intimidator's sweet number 3. God rest his kick-ass soul. So go on then. Because it's like PG-13. Pope Gary the 13th always do say, Deo Deus Ferro Comitante. Or you riding with Gary, you better bring the weed, motherfucker.
Stamp still misses your mom. Till this day.
Jordan Gagnon. Sorry to keep doing that. RSVP, what does it mean to you, buddy?
I don't know. Well, it's Palm Sunday, 2015,
correct.
Year of our Lord. So it's very appropriate that I mention to you the group Returning Savior, Very Probable. It's a rap rock group that serves to spread the very important message that our Lord and Savior, Jesus H. Christ, will be returning probably. Given great credit for expressing very human doubt by such liberal rags as the New York Times and banned from real Christian publications, it's RSVP time. They've got such hits as their self-titled album, RSVP, with hit single RSVP. Yo, Lord, it's been so long, when you gonna come back? Does Jesus need to RSVP? He sent us the invite. That's why we need the RSVPs. They're equivocating on RSVP. It's just terrible. Raise your hands in the air with very real doubt, but send them your Pascal's wager worth of love. RSVP. Also featuring tracks like I Left My iPhone Charger in Heaven and Sleeping, parentheses, I've got motion sensors in case you come like a thief in the night, end parentheses.
Very good, Jordan. Thank you very much. RSVP. SWF, what does it now mean to you, Steve William Ferris?
I don't know if that's SWF. Okay.
Stephen Mark Ferris, actually.
Oh, upside down, W.
Upside down, all right. Okay. Okay, SWF equals sauce with fish.
Okay.
A vague new dish from Long John Silver's. We came up with something simple that everyone can understand. It's sauce with fish. It's like everyone knows what it is, but no one knows what it is. At least it's not fish sauce. Come on down to LJS's. We've got lots of SWFs here. That's sauce with fish now for all you racists. Sauce with fish. It's what you wish.
Very good. Steve Ferris, SWS, sauce with fish.
Stab is a briefcase full of lunch meat.
Nick!
Yeah?
You've been given LSD.
Okay.
Seriously, you've been given LSD. You've been given the acronym LSD. What does it now stand for?
LSD now stands for the Labial Standards Division. Okay.
Well, yeah. Bitch circus.
A part of the DVWM, Department of Vaginal Weights and Measures. These hardworking scientists, gynos, and janitors are just trying to rein in the staggering diversity of the labial experience.
Staggering.
Their motto, labia silgata, which translates in Latin to our lips are sealed.
We don't keep score here. This is like Little League in 2008.
Ben Rice. Also, surprise, surprise, C3PO.
All right. C3PO now stands for Caught Three Pokemon Only. A collective of wannabe geeks who want to do unhip things, then realize those things aren't interesting. They're just boring. So they stop doing them almost immediately. The only pocket monster I'm interested in is mine.
Jacqueline, what does PDA mean to you at this point?
Do you suffer from constant feelings of mistrust and suspicion? Are you not enjoying your favorite things as much as you used to because your friends are all probably collectively trying to ruin you? Are you a good boy? Who's a good boy? You are. At Paranoid Dogs Anonymous, we understand. At any one of our three PDA facilities, all located in downtown Portland, you can... You can find your own path to recovery. Start by popping into one of our weekly classes and share your struggles with like-minded pups, all, of course, completely anonymously. Just listen to this testimonial. After my owners cut my dang balls off, I feel like I couldn't trust anyone, not even my own tail. Christ, you should have seen it. There wasn't a moment where I wasn't chasing that thing like, hey, what are you up to? Get back here, asshole. I see you. Anywho, I started going to classes once a month, then once a week. Now I'm a totally changed dog, enjoying life, chasing my tail out of pure enjoyment, not paranoia. Like, hey, what are you up to? Get back here. Let's hang out because you are my friend and I trust that you have my best interests in mind. Testimonial given by Frito, age 4, who lives at 428 47th Avenue with owners Natalie and Jason Heiser.
Jekyll Wyatt, very good.
Stab. Did 2 include that cover letter?
Jesse Jones, yep. FTW, what does it mean to you?
Well, FTW is a new early education, health and hygiene video targeted to young women to help them understand upcoming changes to their body.
Jesus. And man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And prepare them for the wondrous world of womanhood. With the help of the magical fallopian tube wizards.
All right.
This video introduces girls to the strange, confusing inner workings of their bodies and how the fallopian tube wizards, with a little help, will protect them from the dangers of the evil menstruation goblins. You see, approximately every 4 weeks, the peaceful land of Vajia is threatened by hordes of menstruation goblins sent from the dark caverns of Uteros. The fallopian tube wizards are capable of vanquishing these menstruation goblins and sending them away through the canal of Vaginia. But they need your help. Arm them with cotton so they may fight. And over the period of several days, defeat the menstruation goblins, sending their remains down the Virginia Canal for you to dispose of. It's that teamwork between the young woman and the FTW that helps defeat the goblins until they strike again in another 4 weeks. One more sentence, guys, then you can sit down. And when you get a little older, be sure to join the fallopian tube wizards on their next great adventure, the invasion of the million swimmer swarm.
PDA. PDA. Jordan, we'll start with you. PDA. What does it mean to you now?
PDA, reorganized by a couple of guys from Syria with MBAs who opened a porn store. It's now ADP. American Diagnostic Partners. We'll help you in all your end-to-end imaging and self-diagnostic needs. Hot college co-eds, based in North Highlands. We are your total turnkey solution for enterprise-managed or locally obtained hot amateur action. Globally integrated premier telemode display analysis of HD Blu-ray stag films, hot interracial sluts fucking in every orifice. We solution architect for your analysis systems provided for your materials, logistics, processes, and planning organizational need-based system-driven marketplace engine, including women's toys, dildos, lubricants, and all-size fuck dolls for any and every manual or automatically diagnostically related topographic issue for your single or two-phase outboard operation. Bringing you low-cost, synergistic, high-quality operations with half-off happy hour peep show every day from trusted partners in invasive and non-invasive, painless and painful supply to BDSM and teen market. Competitive high-throughput technology for all your cum-swallowing and female ejaculation bukkake needs in certified safe environment.
Jordan Cannon. Jordan Cannon.
Stab is a beefy thorax.
Tyler Kinney, what does shart mean to you?
Shart is shorthand for sometimes hams are really tart. Which, in case you don't remember, was a non-dairy ham spread in the 80s. It was, I can't believe it's not Butter's foray into the spreadable meat game. Originally sold under the brand name Hamonaise, the name was changed to Shart when people noted that the flavor, while undeniably hammy, was also mouth-puckeringly tart. Sometimes hams are really tart, or shart, the spreadable ham paste, became very popular in the Russian prison system. But shart never could quite catch on in the States. But sales had a major boost in 1986 when, under the Reagan administration, shart was categorized as a protein course and could be included in school lunches. This boon for shart was short-lived, as the product was consumed by an unprecedented number of prepubescent boys, and the side effects began to emerge. Although legally labeled not a non-food by the FDA, it was discovered that a small percentage of male children developed 8 suckling teats after the steady consumption of shart. Shart was quickly pulled from the shelves after that. Now, sadly, shart can only be bought on eBay, ironically. However, you still might be able to trade cigarettes or your butthole for a tub of shart in a Russian prison.
Very good, Tyler Kinney. That's what shart means to you. Alfonso Portella, what does bad mean to you?
Well, I'm not yet bad. I'm on my way, though. I'm sure of it. My brother tries to comfort me, telling me things like, you aren't bad, you're being ridiculous. Trust me, you are so far from it. I would never hang out with a guy who's bad. It isn't comforting. He may be in denial or simply doesn't see it, but I know the truth. He hasn't spent hours looking in my bathroom mirror, examining my face in the revealing fluorescent glow of my cheap vanity. If so, it'd be obvious to him or anybody that within the next few years, I'll be bald as dad. What do I do? I hate my dad, mostly because of his baldness. It's terrible. As kids, he would always come home smiling, Dad's home, I brought some treats for my beautiful children. All while the sun shone through the skylights and reflected off his oily scalp, blinding us. It was the worst. He was the worst. If you want to know what my dad's head looks like, put on a bald cap and spray it with Pam. After the can is empty,
Gain 400 pounds and cover your body in the hair of a 40-year-old Portuguese jeweler. Then look in the mirror. Is that what you want for yourself? I didn't think so. I don't. But when that day comes, when I look into the mirror and realize I am fully bad, I'll stand outside, brave the stares of my neighbors, and ask the question. And the whole world has to answer right now just to tell me once again, who's bad? I only hope everyone's honest and says, you, you bald fuck. Now go inside, you're blinding me.
Very good, Alfonso. Bald as bad.
Stab is a goddamn shame.
Steve, what does NRA mean to you and yours?
Okay, well, you told me to take it and change it to something that means, like, how to make love correctly.
Wait. What?
Then I think that's what it said.
No, that was the that's the poem. That's the poem. Next, that's the next segment you're supposed to do.
Oh, man, okay, well, I got confused. I didn't even do that.
Okay.
So my NRA thing is like describing how to make love correctly.
Let's hear it. Why not?
All right.
We're all interested.
Yeah. How did I? Yeah. Wonder how I did that. Anyway, NRA equals no rubbing ass. Okay. So basically, when you make love, you're supposed to either be face to face or face to back. But never back to back. And I mean literally back to back as in spine to spine or ass to ass. Not like back to back lovemaking all day long. Kind of like back to back episodes of your favorite show or whatever. Like tonight we had two back to back episodes of Stab.
Correct.
Not like that. I've never seen a porno where the porn stars rub against each other's backs or butts the whole time.
I have.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, the closest thing is when two female porn stars use a double-ended dildo vaginally and are on all fours.
Uh-huh.
Or when two female porn stars use a double-ended dildo anally and are on all fours. Or when two female porn stars use a double-ended dildo, but one uses it vaginally while the other uses it anally. Or or when two male porn stars use a double-ended dildo anally. Or when one male porn star uses a double-ended dildo anally and one female porn star uses the other end vaginally. Or when two female porn stars use two double-ended dildos, one anally and one vaginally. I think maybe I left one out, but anyway. But even in these situations, you rarely see the asses rubbing against each other. More often than not, they just smack into each other. Smacking is fine. Rubbing is not. Rubbing ass, or no rubbing ass, the acronym tells you how not to make love correctly, but shouldn't it tell you how to do it correctly? No, because you can do pretty much anything besides rubbing ass. It's a lot more concise to just say no rubbing ass instead of saying everything else. That would take a lot of pages and time. No rubbing ass is all you need to know. Ask any guy, hey man, you ever get a girl by rubbing on her ass at the club with your ass? He'll either say that he never got a girl at the club, or he'll say, no, he never tried that. Then ask about smacking that ass or squeezing it, and a dude would probably either say it worked, or they got kicked out of the club.
Oh, very good, Steve. I'm so glad you messed that up. Oh. Jesse Jones.
Uh-huh.
The acronym you were given was ISIS.
Yes.
What does it stand for now?
Well, ISIS is actually a punctuational error. By simply adding a comma and a question mark, you get the name of the amateur philosophical discussion group known as Is. Is defined as the third person singular present of be. Is poses the question to its members, do we be? And perhaps even more importantly, am we are? Some popular lectures from the past have included be we are us or is they are? Which question the essence of is, our relation to am, and unlocking the potential of be. This week we will revisit one of the topics which our group was founded to analyze, is we am? What else am is? Because if we truly am, do we be are? And if the point of am be do, how do is we? Is do am, or does we are be by whom we when? For when we am most be, are then is. Since we first was be, us never didn't wonder when what am is.
Oh my God.
For we am most is, when us be am. Through the use of proven metaphysical interrogation techniques such as cognitive thought hiving, remote consciousness bullying, and verb tense manipulation, this thought-provoking discussion series attempts to unravel these age-old questions and more, often ultimately leading to the questions like, do we even know what we're talking about? Or who brought coffee this week and how much do I owe them? So, just to ask yourself, is the answer might confuse you.
Stab is not orange.
Oh my God, that was good. Wasn't it? Come on. Okay. Listen, thanks for tuning in. Or you're not even tuning in. This isn't fucking radio. This is a podcast. Thanks for dialing us up on your modem. Stay tuned. We have our 100th episode coming up pretty soon here. So we would like you to come out to that and be a part of it. But next Monday, we have another best of, your last best of your Stab Awareness Month. Of location, 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 and it's sure to be a dandy. Okay. Thanks.